哈利路亚，奉主主圣名啊，开始我们第四晚啊，也是最后一晚的布道聚会。
好，愿我们接下来 ，Let us commence our last night and fourth night of evangelical services。
好，我们在这里欢迎我们的弟兄姐妹以及我们的亲戚朋友。
We hereby extend a warm welcome to our brothers and sisters and friends today。
很高兴我们可以继续啊，在这里啊，继续来。学习查考生命的道路。
It is our joy to be studying the way of life here.
我们请一起唱诗179首。
Let us sing hymn 179.
Let's
remain standing and bow our heads in silent prayer.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父，我们在这里一同要向你祈求。
Our loving Father, we here ask of you.
我们祈求你的恩惠，我们祈求你的平安，我们祈求你的福气。
Ask of your peace, of your grace, of your blessing.
主啊，你从起初你创造了我们人类。
Dear Lord, in the beginning you created us mankind.
从一本造出万族的人来。
From one seed you created the nations.
你对我们有期望。
You have an expectation to us.
你对我们有好意。
You have a good will towards us.
但是我们的先祖让你失望了。
Nonetheless, our ancestors failed you.
我们的先祖犯罪得罪了你。
Our ancestors failed to prevent from sinning against you.
因此我们失去了你所预备的乐园，你所预备的平安。
In this way, we lost the paradise and the peace that you were willing to give us.
我们活在这个世界上，失去了指望，失去了恩典。
We live in this world yet without hope, without grace.
并且每一天活在你的震怒之下。
Moreover, our days are passed under your wrath.
不只是我们的先祖得罪了你。
Not only our ancestors transgressed against you.
我们的生活也没有达到你的要求。
Our lives do not meet your expectation either.
我们失去了我们没有办法发出光来。
We fail to shine the light.
我们更没有活出你的形象。
Least of all, we live an image of Christ.
所以原本的我们是在这个世界上没有指望，甚至活在黑暗当中的人。
So originally, we had no hope, yet we live in darkness.
但是虽然我们如此的不配。
Although we are so unworthy.
虽然我们离开你的面这么的遥远。
Although we are so far off from your face.
但是你从来没有放弃我们。
You never gave up on us.
所以你为我们付出了牺牲。 牲付出的代价。
For us, you gave a sacrifice, you paid the price.
为我们开出了一条又真又活的道路。
For us, you opened up a new and living way.
使得任何人只要肯来到你的面前，就能够重新得到真正的生命。
So that whosoever is willing to come before you can gain a new life.
主啊，你将这一条道路赐给了我们。
Lord, you have given us this path.
哦，求你打开我们的眼。
May you open our sight.
求你明亮我们的心。
And may you brighten our sight.
使我们能够看清楚这条领到永生的道路。
So that we can clearly see this way that leads to eternity.
不但能够看见。
Not only see it.
更借着你的圣灵给我们力量。
But through your spirit be strengthened.
给我们勇气。
And give us courage.
能够勇敢地走上这条道路。
So that we can valiantly step up to this road.
一路上有你陪伴。
And so that we have your presence along the way.
走到走完这永生之道。
Until we reach the end of this way.To eternity,
最后能够回到你的怀抱。
Ultimately, return to your bosom.
主啊，这个是我们最大的盼望。
Dear Lord, this is our highest hope.
也是你为我们预备最好的礼物。
And it's also the greatest gift you have prepared for us.
求你赐给我们力量。
Give us strength.
让我们能够明白你所要为我们预备的道路。
Do we understand the way which you have prepared for us?
求你赐给我们力量。
May you give us strength.
让我们能够下决心要一辈子走在你的光中。
That we can have the determination to walk under your light.
从今天直到末了
from today forevermore
一辈子爱你
love you our whole life
一辈子不离开你
never leave your whole life
一辈子紧紧地跟随你
and follow you closely your whole life
这是我们的决心
this is our will
更求你这是我们求你悦纳的祷告
and this is the prayer which we hope you can accept
我们这样子在聚会之前诚心向你祈求
Before our prayer, we offer this position in sincerity.
求你垂听
May you listen.
也愿你所应许的平安福气降赐给我们每一个人
And may the blessings and the peace you have promised be unto us.
让我们在今生有喜乐
So that we can enjoy in this life.
来世有盼望
And hope in the next life.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐
Please be seated.
感谢主耶稣的恩典啊！我们进入了第四晚，也是最后一晚的布道聚会。
We thanks to the grace of the Lord that this is our last night and fourth night of evangelical services.
啊，让我们借着每一个晚上的布道聚会，能够重新思量自己的人生。
The goal is that through each night of spiritual convocation, we can think about our lives.
啊，这不只是给我们的慕道朋友
，not only to our truth-seeking friends，
同时也是给我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹
，but simultaneously to all brothers and sisters present here.
让我们能够重新思想这一条人生的道路。
Let us then ponder upon this way of life.
让我们重新思想这一条信仰的道路。
Let us meditate upon this way of faith.
更要思想这一条永生的道路。
And moreover, think about this way that leads to eternity.
啊，感谢主耶稣，我们这一晚啊，继续请啊，从台湾来的侯恩元长老继续为我们分享主耶稣的话语。
Praise God, as we previously have, we will invite Elder侯恩元to share the word of God with us.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名跟大家分享神的福音。
Holy name Jesus Christ, I share with you the gospel of God.
神爱我们世人。
God so loved us.
愿意我们回到他的面前来。
He's willing for us to return to his presence.
重新呢得到神的恩典慈爱。
Once again, receive the love and the grace of God.
在今生能享受平安喜乐的人生。
So in this life we can enjoy peace and joy.
但是神更关心的是，我们能回到他那里去。
But what God is more concerned about is whether we can return to Him.
与他永远同住。
And be eternally with Him.
这个是做父亲的心情。
This is the sentiment of a father.
对，保罗说，神愿万人得救，明白真道。
Hence Paul says, God is willing for everyone to be saved and understand the truth.
所以才有传道这种事情。
That is, that is why there is such a thing as evangelization.
现在在传福音、传道里就是为了要证明。神愿万人得救这件事情。
Today we preach to evangelize for the goal of demonstrating that God is willing for all to be saved.
所以今天晚上我要跟大家分享进入永生的门路。
So tonight I'd like to share with you enter into the gate of eternal life.
这个是神借着耶稣基督来为我们开出的
This is a new road that the Lord Jesus Christ opened through His coming.
永生的门。
It is a gate of eternity.
还有永生的路。
And the road that leads to eternity.
当我们进入永生的门。
When we enter the gate of eternal life,
就是要向永生这个目标前进。
We are advancing towards the goal of eternity.
所以就有一条永生的路。
And for this, there is a way to eternity.
让我们来奔跑。
That we need to tread upon.
所以主耶稣基督在世上的时候。
Therefore, when Jesus Christ was on earth,
曾经告诉我们。
He once told us.
要寻找永生的门路。
Seek the way and the door to eternal life.
我们看马太福音第七章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
看看第十三节。
Let's see verse 13.
马太福音七章十三节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。这是主耶稣传福音的时候教训门徒的话。
This is the teaching that Jesus gave his disciples when he was preaching.
说你们要进窄门。
Saying enter through the narrow gate.
为什么要进窄门？
Why enter through the narrow gate?
他说因为世上有很宽的门。
He says because in the world there is a gate that is wide.
有一条很大的路。
And a way that is broad.
但是那是引到灭亡的地方。
But these lead to destruction.
好像箴言里头提到一句话。
Just like a phrase in Proverbs says.
说有一条路人人都以为是正路。
There is a way that seems right to man.
每个人都往这条路奔跑。
And everyone runs towards this direction.
但是到最终点的时候是灭亡之路。
But yet at its destination, it is a road of perdition and destruction.
而那个时候想回头已经是没有机会。
When one wants to turn back at that point, it is too late.
那这一条路是什么路？
What is this road?
应该就是主耶稣所说的这一条路。
It should be the road that Jesus Christ is referring to.
所以主耶稣一开始就说你们要进窄门。
Therefore, Jesus starts by saying, enter through the narrow gate.
因为引到灭亡的那个门是宽的，路是大的。
For wide is the gate and broad the way that lead to perdition.
进去的人也多。
There are also many who go in by it.
那另外有一个门是这个窄门。
On the other hand, there is a gate that is narrow.
那个路是小路。
And difficult is its way.
找着的人也少。
There are also few who find it.
但是它是通到永生的路。
Nonetheless, it leads to eternal life.
世上的人都想说，这人多的就是好的。
The people in this world consider that the majority is right.
大家就跟着去。
So they follow on.
这应该是世界的潮流。
This is the current of the world.
凡是每一个时代都有世界的潮流。
In each generation, there is a certain current of trend.
要带人往一个美好的地方去。
That wants to lead people to a better land.
这个美好的地方去就是要满足个人的欲望。
And this better place is to fulfill the desires of people.
大家就一窝蜂的跟着走。
So everyone follows the craze into this current.
世界一向以来都是这种时尚、这种潮流在带领世界多数的人。
Originally, it is this current, this trend that has governed and led the people of the world.
只有一些人不跟。
Only a few do not follow.
就是他有找到自己的信仰的人不跟。
Who are those who have found their own faith?
不管世界的潮流怎么转。
And no matter how the tide of the world turns.
世界的时尚的风怎么吹。
No matter how the wind of the world changes.
他是无动于衷的。
They will never.Shake.
这些人是谁？
Who are these?
应该就是已经找到永生门路的人。
These should be those who have already found the gate of eternity.
他很清楚这个宽门大路是到哪里去。
Because they clearly know where the broad way and the wide gate lead.
所以虽然眼前看起来好像，有很多的好处。
So though For the eye, it seems very much benefit to gain.
好像也可以满足了人的欲望。
Although it seems you can fulfill one's desire.
但是他还是不会动心的。
Nonetheless, they shall never be moved.
好，所以主耶稣勉励我们。
So Jesus encouraged us, saying,
你们要进窄门。
Enter by the narrow gate.
好，那这个窄门呢，就是进入永生的门。
This narrow gate is the gate that leads to eternal life.
这一条小路啊，就是通到永生的道路。
And the narrow way also leads to this gate.
好。那接下来我们要关心的是什么
？So what is it that we need to be concerned with?
什么叫永生
？What is eternal life?
永远活着就永生吗
？To live forever is that eternal life?、
哎、这个是啊最简单的一句话。
This might be a simple phrase.
什么叫做永远活着
？But what is it to live forever?
以前呢，我听到一句话。
In the past, I heard people say.
就是老子所说的一句话。
It is a phrase by 老子。
一般人说长寿。
People talk about longevity.
就是说活了几百岁。
And maybe live for centuries.
在世上活很长很长的岁数。
To have many years of life here on earth.
长寿。
This is what we call longevity.
但是它有不同的解释。
But then there are different explanations to the longevity.
他所了解的长寿是什么
？What is it in understanding?That we mean by longevity.
真正的长寿是死了不灭亡。
老子 says that true longevity is not to die with death.
所以他说死而不亡者寿。
He says he who dies but is not destructed lives.
这个叫做真正的长寿。
This is true longevity.
一旦会死就不长寿。
If one dies, then one does not have longevity.
他不死他就长寿了。
If he does not die, he has longevity.
好，那这种寿就是永生。
And this life is eternal life.
所以中国有一句话说。
So the Chinese then say,
长生不老。
Is to never grow old and never die.
什么叫长生不老
？What does it mean to live a long life and not grow old?
世上好像没有这样的人。
It would seem there is no such a case.
长生不老
To live long and never age.
我们看圣经啊，这个以前上古世代的人
，When we look at the ancient and the people of old in the Bible,
几乎都活在九百多岁。
They live up to 900 years.
最长寿的969岁。
Longest record is 969.
快要一个世纪。
Almost a millennium.
但是呢。他还是死了
，But he also died.
一个大世纪一千年
，One millennium is 1,000 years.
可是他快要一千年
，Almost reached the 1 millennium mark.
可是呢，他还是死了
，Yet he died.
世上啊，没有长生不老的人
，On earth there is no such person who can live long and not age.
那为什么有这一句话
？So why then there is the phrase itself?
这个就在说明永生。
This is a testament to eternal life.
永生就是长生不老。
Because eternal life is to live forever without aging.
那既然是长生不老，他这个身体就不会坏。
So if one can live in such a way, one's body is not corrupted.
不会衰老。
It does not grow old.
这个叫做永生。
This is eternal life.
这才有可能。
This is more possible.
那圣经上也是这么说。
The Bible also says the same.
将来我们神要赐给我们的这种永生
，In the future when God bestows us with this eternal life，
那是一个全新的东西。
We are talking about something brand new。
我们现在啊，树上看不到，想也想不到。
In this world, it is something that we cannot see, nor imagine。
因为没有这样的东西。
Because there is no such a comparable thing on earth。
我们看一下这个是怎么样的情况。
Let us see what the situation might be like。
看彼得前书。
Let us turn to 1 Peter。
第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1。
神要赐给我们的永生是什么
？What is the eternal life God wants to give us？
不是单单说哇，你这个灵魂不死，不是这样的。
It is not merely that your spirit or soul does not die。
这样就没有什么意思了。
This in itself is not very significant。
我们看约彼得前书第一章
，First Peter chapter one，
从第三节来看
，Start from verse three。
彼得前书第一章第三节
，First Peter chapter one verse three。
说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
It says here, blessed be the God of our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ.
他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
who according to his abundant mercy has begun on us again a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
叫我们有活泼的盼望。
That we might have an incorruptible hope.
可以得着不能朽坏不能玷污不能衰残为你们存留在天上的基业
to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away reserved in heaven for you.
我看世上有没有这样的东西
Is there such a thing on earth?
它不会朽坏
So it does not corrupt
不会弄脏
It does not become defiled
也不会衰残
Nor does it fade away
所以就不会老
That is to say it does not age
一个长生不老的地方
It is a place where people do not die nor age.
因为长生不老的是个生命。
This is a life that lasts forever and without aging.
活在一个这样永永远远的这种地方。
It is a realm where one can live forever and evermore.
这个是神为我们预备。
This is what God has prepared for us.
神爱我们世人。
God so loved the world.
他要我们永永远远与他同在。
That he wants us to abide with him forever.
所以他要来拯救我们。
So he wants to come to save us.
人本来在地上啊，是享受地上的快乐的生活。
The man who dwell on this earth enjoy life in on this earth.
神的本意是这样子。
But is this the original intent of God?
让亚当呢能在地上啊过快乐的生活。
For he willed that Adam could live happily his days on earth.
这个不是永远的。
This is not eternal.
一段时间以后
After a period of time,
如果亚当不犯罪
If Adam had not sinned,
到一段时间神说哎呀差不多了
And a certain period God would say, okay, time is almost up.
好那我们回家吧
Let's go home.
这个就很简单了
Then the matter would be simple.
神说回家就回家了
If God says go home, we gladly go home.
不需要这么麻烦
And there's no need for such a hassle.
可是呢没想到亚当失去了乐园
Unimaginably, Adam lost paradise.
哇，那在地上就苦了。
And on earth, then he suffered.
不但苦啊
，not only suffering，
又要死，要归土啊。
But also death and returning to the ground.
没有盼望啊。
So there is no hope.
不能回去。
There is no chance of returning.
所以神就想办法。
So then God plotted.
怎么办？要怎么办？来救我的儿子回来呢
？What to do? What to do to save my son and make him back?
所以他就计划了。
So he made a plan.
计划要借着。耶稣基督啊，降生到世上。
His plan being to make Jesus Christ descend on earth，
来打败这个引诱人犯罪的掌死权的魔鬼。
For the purpose of defeating Satan, who is the tempter and he who governs man's soul。
因为人犯罪以后啊，就伏在他的权下。
Because when men sin, they are bound under his dominion。
连本来这个权地交在亚当的手中的，也落在他的手里了。
And the earth and its things which were in the hand of Adam are in turn now under the dominion of Satan。
本来神创造这个地啊，是交给亚当管理的。
Originally, God created the heavens and the earth for Adam's administration。
亚当是全地的主人呢。
Adam was then the ruler of the whole earth。
结果他就卖给撒旦了。
But then he sold everything, including himself, to Satan。
所以说，连身体也卖给他了。
And we can say that he sold even himself, his body, to Satan。
那主人都卖给他了，他所管理的全地。那怎么可能不卖给他
？So if the owner is sold to Satan, how can the possession of the owner not belong to Satan？
所以整个就归他管了。
Therefore, everything then is under Satan's control。
所以主耶稣来的时候说：“哇，这个撒旦啊，魔鬼是世界的王啊。
”Therefore, when Jesus comes, he calls Satan the king of this world。
他从天上来就是要打败这个世界的王。
He comes from the heavens to defeat this king of the world.
并且啊，最后神要来审判他。
And moreover, he shall be under God's judgment in the future.
恶者是要受审判的。
And the evil one shall be judged.
所以神借着耶稣基督来。
So then, God came to Jesus Christ.
要拯救他的儿子。
In order to save his son.
也要解决这个恶者。
And to deal with this evil one.
这个是神的计划。
This is God's plan.
所以神就预备了耶稣基督。
And for this, God prepared Jesus Christ.
主耶稣到世上来。
And Jesus came to earth.
他传这个福音。
And he preached the gospel.
神的国近。
The kingdom is at hand.
你们个人要悔改，信福音。
Everyone should repent and believe in the gospel.
就会进入永生的天国。
And you shall enter into the eternity of the heavens.
个人要悔改。
Each one therefore repent.
转过头来。
Turn around.
不要再走那条灭亡的路。
Do not keep treading on the way to destruction.
相信福音，走这一条永生的道路。
But believe in the gospel and walk on the way of eternal life.
那么主耶稣要我们进入窄门。
Jesus wants to enter by the narrow gate.
走这一条永生的小路。
And walk on the narrow way of eternal life.
真的很多人呢不愿意。
But many people are unwilling.
因为大家都习惯了。
Because everyone is already used to their old ways.
大家都往这边走。
Everyone walks in that direction.
没关系，我也走。
It doesn't matter. I just follow along.
反正有伴嘛。
Because I have companions.
要死，大家一起死。
If we are going to die, let us all die together.
世人养成这一种勇敢。
The world has developed this so-called courage.
但实际上到达目的的时候，他怕了要死。
But in reality, when they reach their end destination, they're scared to death.
还没有到的时候。
Before they reach that place.
反正。大家走，一起走。
It's the more the merrier.
到时候啊，就知道，哎呀，要知道就好了。
But in the end, the regret would be had I known before.
所以主耶稣啊，他告诉我们。
So Jesus Christ tells us.
你们个人要悔改。
Each of you should repent.
这一条永生的门路。
This road and this gate to
heaven. 是天父啊，以他的大怜悯。
Was constructed by the mercy of the Father.
借着耶稣基督啊，被钉死，然后啊，从死里复活，开出来的。
And through the crucifixion and then resurrection of Jesus Christ, it was opened.
使我们呢、啊，相信受洗啊，得到重生。
That we through believing and through being baptized can gain eternal life.
然后我们就有这个盼望。
That we can be reborn and have this hope.
就可以进入永生的天国。
And therefore enter into the eternity of heaven.
那是一个全新的地方。
This is a brand new place.
哎，主耶稣为我们预备的地方。
Which Jesus Christ has prepared for us.
不像神起初创造这个天地。
It is unlike the heaven and the earth created by God.
神起初所创造这个天地，所以才这么美丽。
Because the heaven and the earth created by God being beautiful.
这个是会朽坏的。
And these decay and corrupt.
这个是会衰残的。
And these will fade away.
这个是会玷污的。
And these will be defiled.
神说这个不要。
God says, away with this.
而且是被魔鬼弄的这个乱七八糟的。
Because it has been corrupted and made a mess by Satan.
所以最后神要用烈火把它融化。
So in the end, God shall melt this with a raging fire.
凡是有形质的东西全部都融化。
Everything with form and matter shall melt and be destroyed.
都要再归于无有。
What exists shall be nothingness.
那个就是我们要进入新天新地的时候。
And that is the moment of us entering the new heaven and new earth.
要进入永生的时候。
This is the moment of us entering into eternity.
所以这是两件事情。
So these are two matters.
同一个时间。
The two things that happen at one same time.
就是我们所盼望的耶稣基督再来的时候。
That is to say, it is what we hope, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
要救所有这些相信的人。
Who will save all that believe in him.
进入永远的新天新地
，and enter into the eternal new heaven and new earth.
同时呢，也要解决这个旧天地。
Simultaneously, this old earth has to be dealt with.
要审判魔鬼和那些属于他的人。
Satan needs to be put under judgment and those who follow him as well.
这是最后的大审判。
This is the great judgment of the end times.
天地就结束了。
The heaven and the earth shall then pass.
起初神创造这个天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
因为经过了这么长的时间。
And after such a long period of time.
很多人说，哎呀，这个地坏掉了。
Many people say this land has become defective.
人类如果不耶稣一点呢、啊，真的这个将来要会走到毁灭的。
If people do not exercise self-control, this earth is doomed to self-destruction.
很多人说要环保，要环保。
So many people are pushing for green initiatives.
一直坏，坏得很快。
Because the environment is decaying at too fast a pace.
这个只是一点点而已。
But this is only the tip of the iceberg.
真的时候到啊。
When the moment really comes.
我们会看到的。
Then we will see it.
很多这些灾难会临到。
Many calamities shall come.
所以现在人说为什么？现末世的时候会有很多那种突然间来的大灾难。
So when people ask why is there so many calamities coming so unexpectedly in the end times?
大海啸。
For example, tsunamis.
说那些啊都不是偶然的事情。
These things are not mere coincidence.
因为我看到那些电视的报道。
When I see reports on TV.
前不久，这个日本那些大地震、大海啸。
Not long ago in Japan, there was a big earthquake at sea and a tsunami,
弄得那么大
which caused much destruction.
那个地区啊，那个海水冲上去那个地区啊，就是他们 专门抓鲸鱼的那个地方。
So the piece of ocean where this tsunami occurred is where much whaling occurs.
全世界人禁止说不可以抓鲸鱼啊。
And people in this world had agreed not to catch whales.
哎，都是他们在抓。
But they are the ones who conduct the whaling.
遍地啊，杀那个鲸，遍地都是血，我看了真的。很恐怖。
And when they kill the whales at sea, the whole sea is dyed into red. It is a very scary scene.
为了赚钱呢、啊、
？All for the sake of money.
钱赚够了。
And after the money has been obtained,
哎，海就反扑了。
And then the ocean responds.
生气了。
It is angry.
全部给你刮掉。
So in its rage, it struck everything in its path.
啊。每一个地方有这种大灾难呢，都不是偶然的。
Whenever a great calamity occurs, it is not coincidence.
哎，因为神生气了。
Because God is wrathful.
啊，这个只是小事情而已。
But this is only
这是警告性的而已。
A small problem. The problem is
最后那个才是真的。
A warning. What is real hasn't come yet.
彼得呢，他知道。
Peter knows this.
明白了。他虽然不是科学家，可是他讲的比科学家更厉害。
He is not a scientist. Yes, he is more accurate than those who are scientists.
我们看彼得后书第三章。
Turn to Second Peter chapter three.
彼得后书第三章。
Second Peter chapter three.
第三章。
Chapter three.
第四节。
Verse four.
第四节啊。
Verse four.
有些说说末世的时候，有些人呢、啊，不信的人会这样讥诮说。
Some people at the end times, because they do not believe, will mock saying.
说主要降临的应许在哪里呢
？Where is the promise of his coming?
哦，因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候都是一样的。
For since the Father fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation.
哦，你看现在太阳还不是一样出来一样的
？Doesn't the sun rise every day like it always used to?
哦，地球还不是这样旋转
？Doesn't the earth rotate like it always did?
万物岂不还是一样这样啊？春夏秋冬在循环。
Winter, spring, summer, fall, or rotate around, circulate like they always have.
几千年过去了，那里耶稣那里来没来啊
？Thousands of years has gone by. Where is Jesus? Where is his coming?
所以就有人讥诮说，没有了，哪里有什么耶稣再来
？So some people they mockingly say, "This is not true. Jesus is never coming."
啊，彼得怎么说
？But what does Peter say?
第五节啊
，Verse five.
说他们故意忘记从太初啊，太古啊。凭着神的命有了天，并且从水而出，借水而成的地。
For this they willfully forget that by the word of God the heavens were old and the earth standing out of the water and the water.
这里啊提到神创造天地。
Here it is the mention of the creation of the heavens and the earth by God.
哎，这个天呐、啊、是天呐、啊、是神。命神命令有就有立就立
The heavens existed because God ordered its foundation and its creation.
这个没有人知道啊，到底有多少星球
Therefore, no one knows how many planets exist in the universe.
因为神一句话他就出现
Because at God's word, they suddenly appeared.
一句话就他就定在一个他的轨道上面
At his command, they are fixed onto their orbit.
就是神说，按照他的命令就有了天。
According to God's command, he said, let there be a heaven, and heaven existed.
对，作诗人圣灵感动他说，神说有就有，命立就立。
Therefore, the psalmist says, wherever God says to be created, it is created. When he says to be set, it is set.
好，然后呢，再创造这个地。
Moreover, there is the creation of the earth.
这个地从哪里出来？
Where does the earth come from?
从一个水球跑出来。
It comes from a sphere of water.
以前这个地球是一个水球。
And this planet in the beginning was water.
啊，从水里面跑出地来。
And from the water sprang out the land.
哎，这个彼得说的啊。
Peter says this.
这个很正确。
And this is correct and accurate.
所以开始的时候是没有地的。
So in the beginning there was no land or earth.
没有地，我们就没有办法。就没有办法造人在地上哦。
Without an earth, man cannot be created.
所以这个水球呢，就地就从水中跑出来了。
Therefore, from this plant of water sprang out the earth.
那神把一部分呢的水就弄到上面去了。
God then allowed some of the water to be on the top.
然后这个水就比较少了。
And then the amount of water decreases.
好，然后再把那些水要聚在一起。
The water isn't collected together.
啊，陆地就跑出来了。
And then comes out the dry land.
所以有高山，有平地啊。
Therefore, there are the valleys, there are peaks, and everything between.
然后神在造人在地上。
And after that, God created man on earth.
神在地上啊，造出这些植物。
On earth, God created a vegetation.
还有。动物
and also the animal kingdom.
海里面呢有鱼
and there are fishes in the sea.
啊，空中有鸟
and birds.
就变成哇，这个世界很美
and then this world becomes wonderful to behold.
然后最后啊，就造亚当生活在这个漂亮的地上地球上。
In the end, he created Adam so that he could live in this wonderful creation God had established.
这个是神呐，太古的时候所造的。
And this is what God did in ancient times.
我们忘记了。
We forgot about it.
那这个天地既然有创造的一天
，So given that the earth has a creation date，
就会有结束的一天。
Then it has a date for destruction as well.
什么时候要结束啊
？When shall this end come？
已经有一次的预告了。
There was a forewarning once.
第六节
，verse six，
说故此呢，当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了。
By which the world that then existed perished, being flooded by water.
就是挪亚的水。
This refers to the great flood during Noah's time,
把当时的世代灭掉了
which annihilated the generation of the time.
因为神看人坏透了
for God saw that people were evil.
终日所思想的都是恶
and from day to night, they always thought about evil.
所以全地啊，就败坏
so the whole land became corrupted,
充满了强暴
filled with violence.
这样的世界还存留有什么意义
What is the purpose and the meaning of such world existing?
在神面前呢，只有挪亚一个义人。
Besides, only Noah was righteous.
所以他在神面前蒙恩。
So before God, he found favor.
神就吩咐挪亚。
God then commanded Noah.
你去造一只方舟。
Create an ark.
来保全你的全家。
In order to keep the survival for your family.
因为我要用洪水来灭掉这个世代。
For I shall destroy this generation with a great flood.
挪亚起了敬畏的心。
Noah then had a God-fearing heart.
遵照。神的吩咐造方舟。
He erected the ark according to God's commandment.
当他造好之后
，After he created the ark,
神说：“你现在带你全家进去。
”God said, "Now lead your family into the ark."
还有一些留种的这些动物。
And also keep some animals for the perpetuation of their generation.
神把他带到挪亚这边来。
God led the animals to Noah.
挪亚就把他接进方舟里头去。
Noah received them and led them into the ark.
这是要留种的。
This for the preservation of the species.
哦，进去以后啊，神就把门关起来。
It is said that after they enter, God himself closed the door.
然后洪水就来了。
And then came the flood.
洪水怎么来
？How did the flood come?
本来神把它分到上面的水呢，又倒下来了。
In the beginning, we remember God had put a layer of water in the outer rim. This layer was cast down.
本来这个地球啊，就是被完全被水包住的啊。
Originally, this world was surrounded by a layer of water.
那就神让一半的水上去，它才有地露出来啊。
It is the half that God made right so that there can be dry land.
现在它又回来了。
But now this water comes down.
会不会把它全部淹掉？
Will it flood everything?
这个很简单的事情啊。
It is a very easy notion.
哦，而且呢，神把它吸到地里头去的那些水
，and the water that was absorbed by the earth at God's command
也又涌上来了
，also sprang out once again.
上下都加工，所以整个水淹没了整个世界。
And therefore, this world was sandwiched between the two layers of water, and therefore flooded.
哎，那个时候大家要跑哪里去
？At that point, people wanted to run, but where?
全部都毁灭。
They all died.
所以主耶稣也提到这一点。
So Jesus mentioned this.
你们要想挪亚的时代。
Think about Noah's time.
啊，那个时候人又吃又喝又种又嫁又娶。
The people at that time ate and drank, labored the land, and married.
又盖房子。
And they built houses.
哎，好像没有什么事。
As if nothing was happening.
挪亚说：“神要用洪水灭掉这个世代，你们要悔改。
”But Noah said, "Repent, for God will destruct this world with a great flood."
人家说你发狂了。
People say you are crazy.
哪会有这样的事情
？How can this be？
没有一个人相信。
No one believed。
啊，所以到时间到的时候
，So when the time came，
真的来了。
Indeed it came。
那个水这样倒下来，谁能跑得了
？With such an amount of water poured down, who can run？
那个水从地一直冒上来，你跑哪里去
？With the water welling up from the earth, where is one to run？
全部都被淹没了。
So everything was flooded。
凡是鼻孔有气的都死了。
Everything that had a breath was killed.
那个时候鲸鱼可能不死。
And maybe the whales did not die.
他会很高兴。
They will be happy about their ways of living.
水这么丰富啊。
So much water for me.
让他大显身手啊。
And they can just swim around freely and happily.
哎，挪亚的方舟啊就浮起来。
Noah's ark then floated.
浮得比最高的山还要高。
He floated above the highest mountain.
因为它在水面上。
Because it floated above the water.
这个是挪亚的洪水。
This is the flood in Noah's time.
那个世代啊，神就是审判那个世代。
God then judged the generation through the flood.
他们也故意忘记这个事情。
And they purposely forgot about this.
好，忘记了好。
Okay, since they forgot about this.
那么最后一次。那真的是全面性的审判。
One last time, which is absolute and total destruction.
就第七节了。
Verse 7.
但现在这个天地啊，还是凭着那命存留。
But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word.
因为神起初创造的命还没有收回。
And because God did not recall His creating command.
所以这个天地还是在轨道上。
So this earth still travels in its orbit.
所以大家都还存留。
Therefore, everyone is still alive.
但不是永远存留啊。
But not so forever.
所以要留到啊，不敬虔的人受审判的时候啊。用火焚烧。
It is said it is reserved for fire until the day of judgment of the perdition of ungodly men.
不敬虔的人。
This ungodly man.
这些人呢不怕神。
This man do not fear God.
所以他什么都不听啊。
So they do not obey in any way.
这种人是很危险的。
And these people they are in great danger.
这种人就是像保罗所说的。
Because this type of men are just like Paul said.
提摩太后书三章啊，一节到五节那种人。
In Second Timothy, chapter 3 verse 1 to 5.
那种人是很可怕的。
These people have much to fear.
这些人呢、啊，要受审判。
These people shall be brought to judgment.
那这种人越来越多哦。
And there are more and more of these type of people.
才会审判呢、啊。
That is why there is a judgment.、
当时这个索多玛、俄摩拉的城啊。
At the time of Sodom and Gomorrah.
神用火来毁灭，这个是一个局部的影像。
God destroyed the cities with fire, but this only being partial destruction.
那个火降下来啊，把那个地方啊，什么都烧光光。
When the fire descended from the heavens, it burned everything that it touched.
什么都不存留。
And nothing was allowed to remain.
科学家还在说，以前还在什么物质不灭。
The scientists were saying about some deliberation of matter being cannot be destroyed nor created.
索多玛俄摩拉那个时候，神已经证明给他看。
But Sodom Gomorrah is a testament for this.
这个物质会消灭的。
A matter can be destroyed.
会被烈火融化的。
It can be melted by a raging fire.
那个时候，亚伯拉罕知道了以后，赶快祷告。
When Abraham knew about this, he prayed.
神啊，这个索多玛城如果有50个义人，你也要毁灭吗？
In a hasty manner, he asked God, "If there are 50 righteous people, will you destroy the city of Sodom?"
神说啊，如果有50个义人呢、啊，我会因为这50个义人啊，怜悯全城的人。
To which God replied, "If there are 50 righteous people, I shall allow the city to remain for the sake of the righteous people."
就不毁灭了。
And I shall not destroy it.
亚伯拉罕说好，哎呀，你不要生气啊。我再讲一次。
So Abraham asked, "Dear Lord, please do not be angry. Let me ask again."
如果少五个，45怎么样
？How about if there are 5 less, 45? What will happen?
我也不毁灭。
I shall not destroy either.
亚伯兰壮胆了。
So Abraham then gained confidence.
得寸进尺。
With a little of advantage, he sought even more advantage.
知道神可以这样啊。
Because he knew that he could negotiate with God in this manner.
他是慈爱的。
Because God is merciful.
亚伯兰跟他是好朋友啊。
Because he was a good friend of God.
那如果少十个呢
？How about if there are 10 less？
我也不毁灭。
God says I shall not destroy either。
好，我再说一遍，如果再少十个呢
？So how about 10 less than I asked before？What would happen？
求到最后剩下十个。
In the end, the number that he reached was 10 people。
只有十个人怎么样
？What happens if there are only 10 people in Sodom that are righteous？ I shall not destroy the city。
这样好。
So then, that is good.
一个城有十个义人呢、啊，神就会怜悯全城的人了。
If there are 10 righteous people in the city, God will be compassionate towards the whole city.
神是慈爱的神。
And God is indeed merciful.
你看亚伯兰祷告，他都听。
And see how he listens to Abraham's prayer.
到底所罗门城有几个义人
？So how many righteous people were in Sodom?
勉强只有一个。
forcefully, maybe just one.
这个万万呢，亚伯兰想不到的。
And this is something that Abraham did not figure out.
在他心想，最少也有十个义人嘛。
He thought himself, somehow there must be 10
righteous people. 所以他认为，哇，妥当了，好了，
没事了。So he said, done deal, it is safe.
没想到啊，连啊一个都还不到。
And imaginably, there was not even one righteous person in the city.
应该算是半个了。
Maybe half a righteous person.
就是他的侄儿罗德。
Who is his nephew Lot?
他已经没有义行了。
He had no deeds of righteousness.
他只剩下一个义心，心还没坏掉。
He just had a heart of righteousness which was not yet corrupted.
看到人在犯罪那么可怕哦。哦、他心里就忧伤了。
When he saw the sins of the people around him, he became grieved.
只有这样而已。
That was all his righteousness.
你看，这样神多要怜悯你。
But even for this, God showed mercy.
你要有一点点良心哦，神都会怜悯。
If you have just a little of clean conscience, God will take notice.
可是像保罗所说，良心丧尽了，那怎么得到神的怜悯？
And but like Paul says, if the conscience is completely depleted, how is one to receive God's mercy?
挪亚那个世代的人呢、啊？终日所思想都是恶，一点良心都没有。
At the time of Noah, people only thought about sin the whole day with not a little bit of conscience.
所以神把他毁灭。
So God destroyed them.
到末后这个时代了。
Now in the end times.
按照保罗所说的。
According to what Paul says.
你看看读了那一段圣经，你看那些有没有一点点良心
？See what Paul is describing, and see if there's any little conscience left.
完全没有。
None, not at all.
真的百分之百良心丧尽。
It is 100% conscience depleted.
神会不会来审判
？Will God come to judge?
一定会来审判。
Absolutely, He will.
所以说这个是审判的时候。
So God says this is the time of judgment.
这个时候就要把有刑职的这个天地用烈火焚烧了。
This is a time for a raging fire to destruct the earth and everything that is material.
然后啊，他就勉励信徒了。
Then he encourages the members.
你相信的人要怎么办
？What will happen to those who believe？
哎，我们看这个第八节啊。
Let us see verse 8.
第八节说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可以忘记啊。”
He says, "Beloved, do not forget this one thing."
主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
That with the Lord, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day.
我们看是一千年了，我们在算是一千年，神看作只有一天而已。
We see and count as a thousand years to God, it is one day.
但是那个两千多年不过是两天而已。
So what happened 2,000 years ago happened 2 days ago in God's eyes.
主耶稣说：“今天、明天呢、啊，我照常啊。”一遍赶鬼。
Jesus said, "Today, tomorrow, I shall cast out demons as I have always had."
救恩还存在。
Salvation will remain.
明天我的事就要成了。
Tomorrow, my plan shall be accomplished.
现在已经超过2000年了。
And that was 2,000 years ago.
可能就是快要成的时候。
Maybe it is the time for completion.
但是，怎么还没有来
？But why is it that he has not come?
看第九节。
Verse 9.
说主所应许的，还没有来到。
The Lord is not slack concerning His promise.
他就有人说，哎，是不是单言不来啊
？So some people say, is He not coming because He's late?
彼得说不是单言。
Peter says He is not slacking.
是宽容你们。
Rather, He is showing patience.
不愿意一个人沉沦，因为人人都悔改。
Not willing that anyone should perish, but all to come to repentance.
原来神看呐、啊。哎呀，地上我这些儿女呢，有的还是在睡觉了。
So now we realize that God sees that some of His children are still sleeping.
哎呀，那这样我去，如果主耶稣来了，那这些人都要跟一般的人一同灭亡啊。
So if Jesus comes, these children of mine will die with all the other people of the world.
哎，神不愿意这样做。
But God does not want this to happen.
哎，所以呢，他。要留一段时间呢、啊，来叫醒这些睡觉的儿女。
So he left a time of compassion, so that those who slumber can be awakened.
哎，这个是宽容的时期。
This is the time of compassion.
所以我就在想呢。
And then I think.
这个两千多年开始。
Counting from 2,000 years ago.
应该就是宽容的时期。
This must be the time of long suffering.
也是叫醒的时期。
The time of awakening.
哦，阿神留这一段时间。
God then left this time
是他特别的怜悯
to show His mercy
不愿意有一个人沉沦
that anyone should not perish
因为人人都悔改
because all need to come to repentance
好那么 第十节说，主的日子要像贼来到一样。
Verse 10 says that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief.
按照主耶稣所说的。
Just like Jesus said.
那个日子，那个时辰，没有人知道。
No one knows the day nor the hour of the time.
哦，那么在我们没有一个人能够想到的时候，就来了。
And when no one of us thinks about it, it comes.
那个来的那一天会有什么事情发生
？If something happens when he comes,
我们大家都会听到一个很大的响声。
We shall all hear a great sound.
那个声音呢、啊，全世界人同时听到。
That sound shall be heard by everyone in the world at the same time.
那是什么声音
？What sort of sound is this?
有人说啊，这个是原子弹爆炸。
Some people say it is a nuclear bomb exploding.
是不是核子战争爆发
？Maybe it's the beginning of nuclear war.
那个也是没有办法，全世界人都听到。
But even at that scale, it is impossible for everyone in the world to hear the detonation.
地球是圆的。
The earth is spherical.
全世界人同时听到这种声音呢
？Everyone needs to be here, hearing everything, the same thing at the same time.
这个应该就是宇宙的大爆炸。
And this should be a big explosion or bang in the universe.
我们知道炸弹一爆炸就是火嘛，一个火球了。
That an explosion is followed by a fireball.
所有的星球啊都发火了。
All the planets will be ignited.
大爆炸。
And there will be a great explosion.
真的会有这一天来到。
Indeed, this day shall come.
那个时候啊，地怎么样
？What shall happen to the earth that day？
因为那个火就会淋到地上了嘛。
The earth then shall be burned with fire。
地球就在这个宇宙的里面呢、啊。
Because the earth is contained within the universe。
整个宇宙、星球的爆炸都变成火了，你看那个地球跑哪里去
？If the universe itself and if the planets are burning with fire, where would the earth go？
所以这个时候，地上这些有形质的全部都要烧光光，没有了，变成没有了。
Everything with form, this earth shall be burned and be converted to nothingness.
全部都要被烧尽。
Everything shall be burnt.
好了，那接下来我们知道这一天会来到。
We know that this day shall surely come.
所以十一节就说了。
The verse 11 says.
这一切啊，既然都要这样消化。
Since all these things will be dissolved.
那你们为人该当怎么样圣洁，怎么样敬虔呢
？Then see the manner in which you should conduct yourself in holiness and godliness.
我们要过圣洁敬虔的生活。
We need to lead a life of holiness and godliness.
这是我们现在要预备的。
This is what we need to prepare for ourselves.
切切仰望神的日子来到。
At the same time, looking forward to the coming of the Lord.
这一天来，我们不会害怕的。
Because when the day comes, we shall not be in fear.
那是我们仰望的日子啊。
It should be something we expect.
对，不要怕。
So fear not.
觉得跟那世界末日大家害怕，我不害怕。
Some people are afraid of the end of the world. Not me.
我倒是在仰望那一天。
On the contrary, I look forward to it.
因为那是我们大喜的日子。
Because it is a day of rejoicing for us.
就是我们进入啊那新天新地的日子。
It is our entering to the new heaven and new earth.
那要到那里好的无比啊，主耶稣那个地方去。
That place is beautiful beyond comparison where Jesus is.
今天我们只要过圣洁敬虔的生活就好了。
So if today we live a life of holiness and sanctity, we will be good.
这是主耶稣要给我们。
This is what Jesus wants to give us.
所以主耶稣的福音就是要带领我们过圣洁敬虔的生活。
The gospel of Jesus Christ then leads us into godliness and holiness.
然后我们就有这个活泼的盼望。
And then we shall have this living hope.
切切仰望那个日子来到。
And watching steadfastly to the coming of this day.
为什么说切切仰望
？Why do we say that we look forward to it?
因为那个是很近呐、啊，所以切切的仰望。
Because it is so close that we hasten for its coming.
好。那么到那一天呢
？Then that day，
天被火烧就消化了。
The heaven shall be burned by fire and dissolved。
地上所有有形质的也都被烈火消化了。
Everything that has form on this earth shall also be consumed by fire。
那接下来怎么样
？What is next？
十三节
，verse 13。
但我们呢，按照他的应许，盼望新天新地。
We, according to His promise, look forward to the new heavens and the new earth.
有义的居在其中
，in which righteousness dwells.
这个新天新地就是第一章那里所看到的。
The new heaven and new earth is what chapter 1 mentions.
那个不朽坏的。
It is the things that shall not pass, that are undefiled,
不会衰残的。
That will not fade away.
为我们存留在天上的基业。
That are reserved for us as an inheritance in heaven.
那就是新天新地。
That is the new heaven and the new earth.
那就是永生的地方。
That is the place where eternal life exists.
今天我们相信耶稣基督。
Today we believe in Jesus Christ.
受洗重生就有这个永生的生命。
We are baptized and reborn, and we have this new life.
这个生命才能去到那个永生的地方。
And it is this life that carries us into eternity.
所以今天 我们入门。
So today we enter through the gate.
那我们走这一条永生的小路。
Then let us walk on this narrow
path. 这条路就是圣洁敬虔的路。
Because this way is the way of righteousness and of holiness.
对，当我们受洗重生之后。
So when we are baptized and reborn.
我们要记得。
Let us remember.
靠圣灵住在我们里面。
Rely through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
很简单。
It is easy.
跟着圣灵走。
Follow the Holy Spirit.
走这一条圣洁敬虔的路。
And follow this way of godliness and holiness.
为什么叫小路？
Why is it narrow?
圣洁就小。
Because to be holy narrows things down.
如果不圣洁的话，那就是很大，那个路很大。
Without holiness, everything goes and the road is wide.
敬虔也是小路。
But to be godly is also a narrow way.
世界上很不喜欢敬虔。
People in this world don't like anything related to godliness.
随便，随便就好。
They like things casual. Casual is good.
那么敬虔干什么？
Why be so godly and so strict?
何必那么保守，那么圣洁做什么？
Why be so conservative and protectionist for what?
随便一点了，人生就是这样了。
Lighten up. Let's be casual. Life is like this.
可是我们不行。
But not so with us.
我们要靠圣灵啊。来过圣洁敬虔的生活。
Rely on the Holy Spirit. Let us lead lives of holiness.
这条小路啊，就是圣洁敬虔的路。
And this narrow way is a way of godliness and godliness.
人没有办法自己呀、保守圣洁。
Man cannot keep their own holiness for their own sake.
没有办法说自己要追求敬虔。
They cannot pursue godliness by their own means.
只有圣灵会带领我们。
Only the Holy Spirit can lead to this.
对，主耶稣要拯救我们。
So Jesus wants to save us.
那就借着重生的洗呀、和圣灵的更新。
And it is through the baptism of regeneration and through the renewal of the Holy Spirit. This is the true gate and the true way.
我们看提多书三章五节。
Let us turn to Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
提多书三章五节。
Chapter 3 verse 5.
我们从第四节来看。
Let us see from verse 4.
提多书三章四节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 4.
四节说，到了神我们的救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候，他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照着他的怜悯借着重生的洗和圣灵的更新，神怎么样来向我们施慈爱
？How does God show His mercy towards us？
就是他怜悯我们。
It is through showing us mercy。
要拯救我们。
It is through saving us。
用什么方法来拯救我们
？But with what method does He save us？
借着重生的洗。
Through the washing of regeneration。
这个就是。永生的门。
This is the gate of eternal life.
我们受洗就归入这个耶稣基督里面。
When we are baptized, we are baptized into Jesus Christ.
这个就进入永生的门。
That is to say, we enter into the gate of eternal life.
然后呢，要奔跑这个永生的路。
Next, we walk on the way of eternal life.
怎么跑
？How do we walk on it?
借着圣灵的更新。
Through the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
带领我们走圣洁敬虔的路，就是更新的路。
Guides us in the way of godliness and holiness, which is the way of renewal.
所以今天如果我们相信耶稣基督
，Today we believe in Jesus Christ.
我们就要受洗归入基督里面。
Then we'll be baptized into Jesus Christ.
使我们的罪得到赦免，使我们得到复活的生命。
That our sins can be forgiven and that our life can be one of resurrection.
领受所应许的圣灵
，and then receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵住在我们心里
，and through the Holy Spirit dwelling in us,
来带领我们走这一条圣洁敬虔的小路。
We can be led onto this narrow way of godliness and holiness.
好，当主耶稣来的时候
，when Jesus comes,
这些天地万物都结束了
，and then everything that is material shall come to its end.
不敬虔的人受审判了
，those who are not godly shall be judged.
那我们就要进入。新天新地
，and we shall enter into the new heaven and the new earth.
我们永远住在那个地方
，and we shall dwell there forevermore.
那是好的无比
，and this is beautiful beyond comparison.
感谢神的爱
，thank the love of God.
给我们这么大的应许
，for He gives us such a great promise.
赐给我们这么大的福气
，He gives us such a wonderful blessing.
只要我们相信就可以领受
，and as long as we believe, all this is ours.
所以我们大家把握机会。
So let us then get hold of the opportunity.
还没有进入的，赶快进入。
If you are not in, then hasten in.
那进入了呢，一定要 靠圣灵，顺服圣灵。
And if you are in, you should rely on the Holy Spirit to preserve yourself inside.
圣灵就会带领我们走这条路。
The Spirit then will lead you in this way.
一直到天上
，All the way and to our heavenly eternal home.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
180首。
Hymn 180. God so loved the world.
说甚至于将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave his one and only son.
叫凡相信的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
这个就是神给予我们全人类的福音。
And this is the gospel that God has given us, humanity.
你看神这么爱我们。
See how God loved us.
没有要求我们做什么事情。
Required nothing of us.
白白的爱我们
freely and bountifully loved us.
像我们做父母的一样啊。
Just like we who are parents.
我们做父母对儿女啊是不求什么的。
As parents, our love to our children is unconditional.
一生下来就是无条件的付出啊。
When our children are born, we give them without reserve, without condition.
为什么要这样付出
？Why do we give them so much?
希望他长大成人。
Our hope is that they can grow.
有一个。光明的前途
to have a bright future
啊，过得很好的生活
and lead a very good life
这是我们父母的心意嘛
This is our intention and our hope as parents
天父那岂不更爱我们
Does the Father not love us even more than this
他希望我们在地上快快乐乐做客旅
He wants us to rejoice as we are sojourners in this world.
几十年在地上好好的玩。
For a few decades, have fun in the world.
玩够了，我带你回来。
After you have finished, after you're done, come home.
永远享受。
And enjoy forever.
我不是很好吗
Isn't this wonderful?
神爱我们世人。
God so loved the world.
这个这一些恩典都是白白给我们的。
And all the grace that He promises free.
像我们做父母给儿女一样。
Just like we give fully to our children, we want parents.
只要相信领受就可以。
So as long as we believe and we accept it, then we have it.
所有的一切啊，天父都为我们预备好。
God has prepared everything that we need for us.
我们凭着信心呢、啊、
，by faith,
来领受
，and we accept it.
啊，就可以得到这些恩典。
We receive it, and this grace is ours.
哎，不是靠我们自己。
It is not through relying on ourselves.
圣经上要求我们要圣洁，要敬虔。
The Bible requires holiness and godliness.
那个也是借着圣灵来带领我们。
That is also through the guidance of the Holy Spirit that we attain.
不是靠我们自己可以做到的。
It is not something we can achieve for ourselves.
样样都是他都因为我们预备好了。
Every single thing has been prepared for us by God.
我们只要相信接受。
As long as we believe and accept it,
就可以成全神的爱。
Then we can fulfill God's love.
感谢神。
Thank God.
所以今天我们要，现在我们要祷告。
So now we shall pray.
接受神这个宝贵的应许。
And accept the wonderful promise of God.
他应许这个宝贵圣灵与我们同在，住在我们里面。
He promised the indwelling of the Holy Spirit forevermore accompanying us.
来保守我们的信心。
To keep our faith.
带领我们走永生的道路。
And guide us on the way of eternal life.
最后还要带我们回到天上的家。
Ultimately, to lead us home.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us now pray together.
求圣灵这时候按手到前面。
For the laying of the hands and for the Holy Spirit, you are welcome to come forward to pray.